think I'm just going to suck it up and just gonna, we're going to call him in a few minutes, Raven, and ask him point blank because I can't stop thinking about it. All right. So do you work with your significant other, like the same company? Are you both still working from home, or somehow you have to survive your life by working with the person that you love the most? Mm. What are the pros and cons? 1-800-330-9999. So my husband and I have never actually had to work together, right? For the most part, like sometimes at my parents' restaurants, if we were working the same shifts when we were younger,
sure,
that was one thing. But when I had my knee surgery, I had to broadcast from home for about 6 weeks. And it was the first time, and he's still working from home from the pandemic. They haven't gone back yet, his company. And it was the first time that we actually had to do it side by side. He's in our bedroom. I'm in the family room. And it was a strange dynamic because it was nice to have each other there.
Like, sure.
He would come bring me food.
To be near.
And, yeah, and it was nice to have breakfast served every day and all that kind of stuff.
I'm sure that was nice, yes. I was very jealous.
But, like, you start getting nitpicky. Like, he would come in and he'd be like, well, did you see on the news this happened? Why aren't you talking about it? And I'd be like, I don't tell you how to do your job. But then here's the problem.
You kind of did at times, right?
So when I had to go into our bedroom, I would stand outside our door. And I would listen to, like, to make sure he wasn't on a Zoom or he wasn't on a call.
Sure.
And a lot of times he would be. And he's in a position where a lot of times he has to speak to a lot of people.
He's a boss.
Yeah. And I would go in and I would start, like, critiquing the way he speaks. Like, I was a public speaking professor. Like, this is what I do for a living. So I would go in and be like, you know, I don't know who you were talking to, but there was a lot of fillers in there, you know, like, you got to, like, slow down, see, get rid of the ums.
This is the difference. I mean, you guys were working near to each other, but you weren't working side by side, hand in hand. Because, I mean, I think that that's a more challenging thing for a lot of people. I mean, I just accept that me and my wife, we don't work well together in certain situations.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to call him and ask him if it's annoying or helpful. Because I thought I was being helpful.
Oh, I'm sure.
In retrospect, maybe not. But what do you think? Do you work with your significant other? What are the pros and cons? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh yeah, it can definitely be a problem. So my husband and I own a deli together, and it's a great business, but one of us always has to be there, and with the kids and everything, we're always on opposite schedules. So like if I go in, for example, from like 6 a.m to noon, then he'll come in at noon and stay till close. We really don't get to see each other very much as a result, so it's very stressful.
I grew up in one of those households, you know, like my dad was never around. He was always working at the business. And a lot of times they were both working. So I'd be at my grandparents' house. It's tough. Mm. But, you know, what are you going to do? It is what it is. It kept us dressed. It kept us fed. It kept us healthy. And it got us going.
Yeah, it's not ideal. But yeah. You do what you do because you have to survive.
1-800-330-9999. If you have to work with your significant other, what are the pros and cons? What are the pros and cons of working with your significant other? 1-800-330-9999. For the first time in my life, my husband and I were working together because when I had my knee surgery, I was broadcasting from home for 6 weeks. Hmm. And I got into the habit of, like, I would, like, have my ear outside the door of the bedroom where he does his work. And I would listen in on his meetings like a crazy person, usually because I was waiting for the appropriate time to walk into our bedroom.
Sure.
But then I would, like, give him pointers on when he was giving meetings and presentations on ways that he could phrase things. I mean, like, I was a public speaking professor for a long time. Like, it's like in my blood.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it bothers him.
How do you feel when somebody tells you that you said something wrong on the radio? Well, How's that?
I like constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah, you do. Huh?
I thrive on it.
Yeah.
Which is why I was wondering if he does. And it's like bothering me because every time I bring it up to him, he's just very quiet. So I figured I would ask him point blank about what he thought about working with me. Paul?
Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Yeah.
Raven's here too.
What up?
I just have a quick question for you. When I was working from home, did you like working from home with me, or did you think it was annoying?
I thought it was annoying.
Why?
Because it was like you had to barricade yourself in one of our rooms in our house, and I had to make sure that kid stayed quiet, and it was annoying while I was also trying to work.
I mean, it was really nice that you would bring breakfast every day. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the pros for me.
I wasn't using that as an annoying fact. I was just using the annoying fact of, you know, trying to keep, you know, toddler quiet while you brought back from home.
The isolation is the hard part.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have a job that you have to remain quiet. Like, if you were in there doing clown Zooms or something ridiculous like that where people could bust in with noise, it wouldn't be a big deal.
She only came in one time.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it was like right in the middle of a live break.
We
were just live. She just came right on in. hey, Mammy. Like, it was nothing. And at that point, Paul had had it, and he didn't even care. He was like, destroy your career with our toddler. It's fine.
As you hear in the background running around right now, yeah.
Do you like when I critique, like, your speaking style on your Zooms, or do you think it's annoying?
I actually kind of found it annoying.
I knew you would. I knew it. I knew it.
Working together, not always a dream.
Yeah. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
One of the problems that I have when my wife and I work together, when we do events together or something like that, is we both have a very clear vision about what we want to do, and we don't communicate it to each other.
Yeah.
Makes it difficult. At the end, it all works out, but we just don't communicate well when we're doing it.
Sorry, babe. I won't critique your speaking anymore. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You work with your significant other?
Pros is that I get to see my husband more often, and the con is that he's my boss.
Mm. Oh my gosh. So does he actually like discipline you or tell you when you're doing something wrong, and do you yell back or do you have to take it?
I just kind of take it because the deal is that he's the boss at work and I'm the boss at home.
Deal. Right.
Okay. That's the trade-off. I understand.
He's like, wait a minute, we're having cereal for dinner? You're like, yup.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that?
My wife and I. That's the struggle everywhere we go.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are the pros and cons of working with your significant other?
Hi. We work together. We have two businesses in one building. So I kind of run one, and he runs the other. But when I need him to help me out, if someone's ordering something that I'm not sure of, he does all that. So we just love working together. I go in a little later, and we leave at the same time. We come home together, and we've been doing it for years, and we love it. I can't imagine working with anyone else.
Here we go. Two businesses, though. Two rooms,
right.
I'm guessing. Right. So you can separate a little bit
rooms,
when you want to.
You know, it's all connected.
I mean, I think even that little bit of separation can make a difference at times.
Yeah. Do you work with your significant other? Like, what are the pros and cons? 1-800-330-9999 on our text line. The pro of working together is that you see them every day. The con is that you see them every day.
Yes. I think that's an easy one.
Yes,
to
I get
you can relate to that, right?
Yep.
I mean, too much of anything is never a good thing, usually.
Yeah. For 6 weeks after I had my knee surgery, I was broadcasting from home. It was the first time my husband and I had to work side by side. He was in our bedroom. I was in our family room. And there was definitely a lot of pros and cons that went along with it. But I think he was really happy to see me come back to the studio. Like, he couldn't wait to get me out. I was surprised by it.
As soon as he knew you could drive.
Yeah.
See,
have fun.
You're on your own now.
1-800-330-9999. If you work with your significant other, what are the pros and cons?
Hi. So we work together almost every day. I would say that the pros are definitely being able to spend time with each other, but then the cons are also not being able to spend enough time with each other. We tend to have to wait until after 10 o'clock to kind of be able to set up any time of type together. Because we do have children, and a lot of our time is running back and forth. We just do that 7 days a week.
The hard part about that is, right, there's always a box to check. There's always something
that has to be done.
You get into the business of the relationship instead of the relationship.
And we have two kids, and they're very different ages, so we're constantly just being pulled in two different directions. Sometimes we'll bring our issues from home into work, which isn't necessarily always great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, I mean, for the most part, the days that we do look forward to seeing each other, those are the best days to work together, because then it's like you have a member of your team, like, right next to you.
Right.
And Raven, pros and cons of working together with your partner.
I'm mostly pros. My husband and I have worked for the same company for 22 years. Been working from home for maybe 11 or 12 years together, and we love it.
What's the number one thing, though, about having him there every day?
Yeah, just always being together. Like, we actually, when one of us isn't there, we're, like, lonely almost. Sometimes we're on conference calls together, and we can, like, hear each other echoing from our offices. But other than that, I don't have any complaints.
Right, so better insulated walls for sound. But other than that.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Pros and cons of working with your significant other.
Coming from me, my boyfriend, he always asks me, hey, babe, do you want any Starbucks? Do you want anything to eat? Are you hungry? And majority of the time, I am hungry. All the time. I'm like, yeah, can you please pick me up some Starbucks? Like a little snack on, because sometimes, like, I do get hangry. And he knows I get hangry. And he always checks up on me. Like that's the pros and cons.
It's a pro when you want a bagel. It's a con when we get on the scale. I get it. It's a lot like morning radio.